This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
John Guest writes a powerful story out of his youth ministry days. In fact, this is so honest, I don't know if I have the honesty to write what he writes. When I was working as a youth minister in a church, there was one particular teenager who so antagonized me that he made my life miserable. I disliked him so strongly I could hardly make myself go to the boys' club that I ran three nights a week. He sneered at me. He used offensive language and exhibited a belligerent attitude. He took every opportunity to belittle me. I can still remember his name clearly, and he makes the remark, "Isn't it interesting? You can still remember the names of people you dislike or hate, and you have trouble remembering people who were good to you and nice to you." We used to play an indoor version of soccer, and I could hardly wait to get out onto the court with him on the opposite team. When he came into view, I was no longer interested in the ball. I was only interested in him. What really riled me was that he so obviously felt the same hatred toward me. We would drive each other against the walls and into the pillars that supported the roof. All of this in a Christian boys' club, and me, an ordained minister. Obviously, this couldn't go on. I simply had to overcome my nauseating ill will toward this young man. One afternoon, I got down on my knees and brought myself and him to Jesus. In my prayer, I said, "Lord, I see him kneeling before your cross. I see you looking down on him, loving him, dying for him. You love him as much as you love me. You died for him in the same way you died for me. Help me to love him the way you do. Help me to see him through your eyes." It wasn't easy, but I was determined not to give up praying until my heart was changed. I remember saying, "Lord, I'm not getting up off my knees until I see him as you see him and love him as you love him." And praise God, he did. Today we talk about bad news and good news. Can you remember the last time somebody came up to you, maybe joking or even serious, "I've got good news and bad news, I've got bad news or good news"? What do you want first? The bad news is this. We violate one law of God according to the passage we study in James. One law. It's all we have to violate. We're guilty of violating all of it. I'll explain that in a couple minutes, what that means. You'll go home with a whole different attitude of what that means, I think, from some of the illustrations we'll use. Secondly, the good news is there is forgiveness, and it's not just from us, it's through Christ. Any capability you have of forgiving someone else is connected to the cross. Remember that all forgiveness flows out of his forgiveness. Would you remember that sentence? All forgiveness flows out of his forgiveness for me. That's why I'm able to forgive and you are able to forgive, not because you're so nice or I'm so nice. We're just such great people. It's because of the cross. Remember that. And because of what he did. Well, let's read the bad news, good news in James 2, exactly where we left off last week. James is speaking and he says, "For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, 'Do not commit adultery,' also said, 'Do not murder.' If you don't commit adultery but you commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment." Would you listen to verse 13 again? "Judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs or trumps judgment." Mercy triumphs over or trumps judgment.
We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.